appointments are now full today. Please call back. We open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome to Craig Miller Medical Group. If you have a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 999. All calls are recorded for training purposes. Please select from the following options. Press 1 for a GP or nurse appointment. Press 2 for a prescription request. Press 3 for results. Please note this option is only available after 12 noon. Press 4 for any other queries. Please note, for all minor ailments, please contact a pharmacy. For all eye problems, please contact an optician. For all dental problems, please contact a dentist. Alternatively, hold the line to speak to reception.
Total queue estimated time is 2 seconds.
Medical Group, how can I help?
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. How can we help today?
I'm just calling just to see if you could confirm receipt of a subject access request, which we posted on the 2nd of June.
Okay, what's the person's date of birth?
It's the 7th of June, 1986.
And the name, please?
Vicky Louise Scola.
And that was around the 2nd of June, did you
say? Sorry, say that again?
That would be around the 2nd of June.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. Okay, give me a second. Okay. Yep, we have received it, and we've sent our letters to the patient as well.
Sorry, say that again.
We have had them in, and we've also sent our letters to the patient to get filled in, but as I believe, just not handed them back yet.
Right, okay. Why is it that you're sending forms to the patient?
Because we have to have our own signed.
Oh, right, okay, but in relation to the ICO guidelines, like clinical procedures for subject access requests don't override it. So with us having the signed letter of authority to act on the behalf of our patient to collect these medical records, it would need to be sent to us.
Yep, they haven't been sent anywhere because we're waiting for the patient to sign and confirm on the letters that require to have filled in by the patient.
Right, okay, but we've got the signed letter of authority, so we have the consent to work on behalf of the patient.
Yep. And on our side, we haven't had our forms that we require to be filled and sent back to ourselves.
But that's your clinic's procedures for it, which the ICO guidelines don't require for you to have your consent signed on your behalf. It's for our behalf to have our consent, the client, to get the medical records which we've requested for.
If the client wants to come in herself to request, she would need to fill in a form as well. And as I say, and on our side, we need these forms filled in.
Right. Okay. No problem. Right. I'll get in contact with the client.
Right. Thank you.